Oh, that's right. We're right here this afternoon. Sharp Facets Gallery, kind of gray and cloudy out there, but the sun is definitely shining in here. You almost have to put on sunglasses to be right here at Sharp Facets Gallery right now. It's got a lot of bling going on. But this afternoon, it is my great pleasure to sit down and talk to a good friend of mine, Mike Reed, who is the Dean of Operations and Services, working with Continuing Ed and Economic Development Division. Mike Reed, how you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Yeah, it's good to have you here this afternoon to talk about it. We always talk about things, you know, as we're sitting around having conversation, what's going on. But you've got an exciting new program that is coming to Piedmont Tech. And what makes it even more exciting, I think, is the fact that the state has bellied up to the bar and is paying the freight here, scholarship money here.
Yes, the legislature this last year put $2.5 million to offer scholarships to help train people in South Carolina for jobs in manufacturing, and it's called SC Carolina Manufacturing Certified, and it's a lot of training, and we're looking for individuals that it will help improve their jobs. It's designed for four groups: veterans, unemployed people, people who are part-time employed, and those people who are underemployed, not making what their potential is. And this program's designed to help them get into those good jobs.
Well, I think what is exciting about this and what pulls this together for the state is we have so many manufacturing jobs coming to South Carolina. Just look what's happening with ZF Transmissions and BMW and all the different things that are happening. Manufacturing is coming back, and it's coming back in a big way to South Carolina, isn't it?
South Carolina is definitely getting its share of the industry as it does come back. The ZF plant is one that I've worked with. They currently have passed 1,000 employees and have most likely around 600 to 800 more just to hire in the next 6 months.
Wow.
We've got Colgate-Palmolive coming to old Sarah Lee building. That should start taking applications and have jobs in the spring this next year. We have Kiss Wire, which has a brand new facility in the Newberry County area. And a number of other companies are expanding, or most every company has an aging workforce and they need new workers to come in with, you know, state-of-the-art skills to help them move into this 21st century and make a profitable operation so they can grow. We'd much rather grow what we have than have to keep recruiting new businesses for the area.
Oh, that's right, or recruit employees coming into this area. And, of course, one of the things that a manufacturer or any business looks at is what type of workforce is here in the area that they're looking at.
Definitely. The employees need to make sure that they have gone out and tried to, as we say, retool themselves to be ready for these new manufacturing environments. It's not the same
old manufacturing that it was, where you got dusty and dirty and walked out going, oh, I feel nasty here.
My first job, real job, was when I turned 16. I went down to the local cotton mill in Simpsonville, South Carolina, Woodside Mills, and knocked on the door and asked them if I could have a job. They looked at me and thought I was able to at least pick things up and move them, so they gave me a job midnight to 8, 6 days a week while I went to high school. Paid a whole $1.92 an hour, and that included shift differential for third shift.
And so what did you exactly do for this job, Mike?
I was actually the extra hand.
Yeah.
The supervisor would come out into the lobby where everybody was waiting to go on to third shift, look around and see who wasn't there. That was my job that night.
So you had to multi-faceted at this job.
Yes, and if I had never done the job, he stuck me with someone else for 10 or 15 minutes and said, go do it yourself on these other looms.
And that was at 16?
That was at 16.
Wow. But today, they work in very clean environments.
The difference between even what the environment was when I came to Piedmont Tech in the 80s and what it is today is totally different. It is a very clean environment. The work is much more skilled. People are hired not for their hands, but for their head. They have to make decisions quickly. They have to maintain the inspection and measurement of the things as they operate. You can't wait and find a mistake the next day and have made a $500,000 worth of product that's bad they can scrap. I mean, it just can't happen. So everything is based on taking data and making good decisions and analyzing what you're doing and always trying to find better ways to do it.
Well, you know, it reminds me of, and I've talked so many times to Piedmont Tech with the automotive program out there, and it used to be everybody could be a grease monkey, and, you know, the job was you knew you were going to get dirty, but not anymore when we look at mechanics. I mean, they're working with computer systems, all this type of stuff that makes it so different.
First thing a mechanic does, an automotive mechanic, is probably hook your car up to his computer and see what the computer tells him is wrong. He does that normally before he even goes out and test drives it. In manufacturing, people are working with computer-based systems, whether they're PLCs, programmable logic controllers, or whether they're CNC, computer-controlled machinery. All those things require people that can interface and look at that data and help keep it running correctly.
So it's a whole different world when we talk about manufacturing today. And there's so many high-tech type of manufacturing. I mean, what does ZF do?
ZF makes transmissions, automatic transmissions, state-of-the-art in the world. The best U.S. automatic transmission made prior to this plant coming here was 6-speed. They brought an 8-speed that they were already manufacturing in Europe and have started making the first 9-speed automatic transmissions in the world. Chrysler is planning to put those in every car they make.
Wow.
The difference in just your gas efficiency only by changing the transmission from the 6-speed to the 8 is about 23%. If you go to the 9-speed, it's somewhere around 31% more efficient, and that's just automatically getting more miles per gallon just because you have a better transmission making that torque change from the engine to the tires.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I'll bet has been exciting for you was to see these changes come in manufacturing and to be on the inside helping people get the jobs and get the skills that they need to do these jobs.
Oh, yes. I've been with Piedmont Tech for 31 years, and after about 10 years, I started working just with manufacturers, helping them with training, recruiting people, and designing training programs to help their own employees upgrade as they brought in new equipment. In this new generation, again, a lot of things are still changing. They're trying to improve upon where they have been. The new program is based on 5 different components. They have an emphasis on safety, because every manufacturing facility has safety number one. It's not like the old days, you go in the cotton mill and you tell them to show me your hands and see how many fingers were missing to see how safe they were.
Great. That's good to know, Mike. So we're going to be talking about all the different aspects of the SCMC program, which is South Carolina Manufacturing Certification. I hope you're going to stay right here. You also need to know, Mike, one of the things that you do is you work with companies to set up these trainings. So if a company is listening out here and is getting new machinery or wants to retrain or train in some new aspects, you're the one of the go-to people for Piedmont Tech for this.
Yes, I will help them with it. I'll get them to the right sources. There's a lot of resources in the state available to help them. And based on what they're doing, I'll try to get them to the right resources to help them with training or even some dollars to do their own training as they're expanding and growing and investing in our communities. The state wants to help them do that.
Wow. So there's a lot of good information that's going to be coming out this afternoon. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. If you have a question for Mike, you can give us a call during the show, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. You know, I think we should know a little bit about Mike Reed. You know, I have known you for years, Mike. And when you were growing up, what did you want to be? I mean, you've done a lot of different things, but what did you want to be?
I'm not sure. I like most kids, you know, I just enjoyed being a kid. When I went off to college, initially I thought I wanted to be a doctor. Went through undergraduate and actually started the med school. And a couple weeks into it, I said, I don't want to study this much. I was going to class 8 hours a day and spending
another... Was that when you were down in Tulane?
No.
No, okay.
No. This was... I was at Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. This would have been... started the summer of 74.
Okay.
And after a couple weeks and deciding, you know, was in class from like 8 to 4 and studied to about 2 and 3 in the morning every day and then get up and do it again. A couple weeks of that, said, yeah, I'm not sure I want to be a doctor. So I decided I would leave. And it was harder for me to get out of med school than in. They made me talk to 3 different shrinks that told me I was crazy before they'd let me leave. But then I went back to Clemson, finished my undergraduate, and started a master's program in the biomedical program at Clemson. And both my professors decided they would go to Tulane and accept jobs there. They came to me and said, after my first summer, we're going to go to Tulane. We're going to take your scholarships and your work and your income, and we're going to go down there. Do you want to come? So not knowing much about the world, I just said, okay. So New Orleans, here I come. Packed everything in my car. Headed down there, not with a place to stay or knowing what I was going to get into, and ended up at Tulane University. I was a little surprised. I did not realize that Tulane was over 50% Jewish in the undergraduate. I had not been exposed to that large of a Jewish population. Hey, they're fun people, too.
Well, the thing about today, though, that wouldn't probably happen today, would it? You know, just taking off like that and going to Tulane. I mean, our young people just don't have that spirit of just, oh, what the heck, let's go.
Well, sometimes you just got to follow where, you know, life leads you. And I'm one of these people who believes that, the Lord will guide me where he needs me to be. I shouldn't fight it. So if I'm guided that way, I just pack up the car and head.
And I know from past experience of talking to you, Mike Reed, you had a heck of a good time down there in New Orleans at Tulane University.
It's a hard place to study. And once I realized that I was going to graduate and I had all my ducks in a row, I actually moved down to the French Quarter for the last 6 months. And I guess I had an even better time those 6 months.
Memories, right?
Plenty of good memories.
Memories, exactly. But then you also, let's see, I know you sold insurance. You also owned a radio station for 5 years. You've done a lot of different things.
I've tried a lot of things, actually. When I got out of Tulane, I taught public school in Greenville for 2 years at Wade Hampton High School. Then I moved from there to Clemson, did some research, and taught there for 2 years. And during that time, got involved with some radio stations and actually put one on the air down toward Hilton Head in the Beaufort area. Went and did insurance when I had a house fire and dropped out of the program at Clemson so I could just rebuild my life. And during that time, got married, and my wife and I both came to Piedmont Tech back in 1983. It was a lot smaller. I think we had about 1,100 students.
What brought you to Piedmont Tech? Why did you come to Piedmont Tech?
Well, my wife's family was here, and I had spent some time down here. This area is, I guess, traditionally home for my family. My wife's father was from Greenwood.
He actually taught out there at Piedmont Tech.
Larry
Landrum, yes.
Yes. Yeah. He was in the HVAC department. My grandfather, my mother's father, actually started the first fish camp on Lake Greenwood, Skipper's Lodge. He was Fred Hill. He was a true entrepreneur. He heard the lake was coming, so he bought up some land that would be lakefront for $13 an acre. And since he couldn't afford just to hold on to it, he ran cattle on it till the lake came up.
It's amazing stories, amazing good stories. That's what I love about talking to people is the stories that come out. To think that it was your, what was it, your grandfather?
My grandfather.
That actually had Skipper's Marine to begin it all and bought it because he heard the lake was coming. That was a good investment, wasn't it?
I do believe if he had held on to the lots, I think he sold them very reasonable back in those days.
Okay.
But, you know, it was a nice area. He sold the marina in the 50s, and some of the family still have houses there. So wedding present, they gave me a lot that was off the lake. I still have that. But it was a nice time for me as a kid when we were in the area to come there during the summer and learn to water ski and fish and just enjoy the lake.
Absolutely. Well, that is terrific. But now time has gone on, and you are heading up this program, getting it situated for the South Carolina Manufacturer Certification. Some of the things that you have to do to get into this program, I'm sure, are things that people want to know. What exactly, who qualifies to start down this process, and what do you have to do to get into this program?
All right, let me go through the qualifications that the state mandates. You've got to be at least 18 years old. You've got to be a U.S. citizen or legal resident. You must live in South Carolina. We're not going to fund people from other states.
Okay.
It's designed for four groups: veterans, unemployed people, people who are working part-time, or people at a low hourly rate, what I call underemployed. You must have a high school diploma or GED, and the GED must be from an accredited organization. You must have work keys, silver level or above, and work keys is a workplace-based metrics of your skill level. To do this, you have to have three tests. They are applied math, reading for information, and locating information. If you haven't taken these tests in the last year, it's good if you want to take them to come on out to continuing education, and we offer them every Wednesday. The college is open at 8:30 in the morning or 5:30 in the evening. Now, I probably need to tell you to come 15 minutes early because they lock the door at those time, and they'll wave at you if you're a minute late. Bring a picture ID and ask for the free work keys test. You must take all three. The state has some funds, actually from another effort they're doing called Work Ready Communities, to test citizens so they will already have those skills documented prior to putting in for jobs.
Now, what if somebody doesn't pass it?
Well, there's a lot of areas you can work on. The Employment Security Office, WIA, Adult Ed, all have programs and software that they can put you in. The software is actually free for them to put you in, and you can practice the skills anywhere you can get to a computer and go to the internet. Adult Ed does that type of training along with a GED, but they will run it if that's the only thing you need. WIA tests all those people that they get into their programs and helps them with that. The level four, which is the silver level, is what almost all of the quality manufacturing companies are looking for. This is probably what would be equivalent to a seventh, eighth grade level. And if you take the test and you need to retest, you can. There is a $15 fee per test to retest. But most people go ahead and take it and demonstrate those skills the first time. If you want to prepare first, you can go by one of those agencies. Now, in addition to those work keys, the state mandates that you be drug-free and have a good, clean background. And prior to offering any scholarships, I have to send people down to be drug tested and have to have a background check on them. The drug testing is done locally. We have places in Greenwood, Newberry and Lawrence that we send people to be drug tested. So far, I think we've had 21 people complete the process to that point. The background checks, check and see what history. If you've had a felony in the last 7 years, I can't offer you a scholarship. If you have a history of offenses, this will disqualify you also. The one thing that goes beyond 7 years is when you have violence in one of your convictions. This is something that if it's on your background, I will not be able, even if it's an old offense. For the most part, we have found that minor things do not make any issues. Now, after they do that, they must also be physically able to do manufacturing work. No need training people for manufacturing if they can't do the job.
Exactly. Well, Mike, when we come back, we're going to talk more about this, but right now we're going to join South Carolina News. How about give people a telephone number after the show if they want to give you a call?
That'd be great. I'll be glad to.
Well, what's that telephone number?
My number is 941-8481. That's my office. Now, the general number for continuing education, and they'll take messages and find me, is 941-8400.
Okay. We'll write that number down. We'll give it out again, but right now we're going to hear South Carolina News already in progress. We'll be right back.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help. From McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
All right, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. I am sitting across the table today from Mike Reed. He is the Dean of Operations and Services and Continuing Ed and Economic Development Divisions. What does that mean? He's the person to know if you want to get ahead and get a job out there and find some scholarship money. He would be a good person to know. We were just talking about this manufacturing. And, of course, one of the great things about manufacturing today is it's not the manufacturing of old. I know a lot of people used to think, oh, I wouldn't want to go into manufacturing. But now that's a very popular, and it's great that it's coming back to the United States and great that it's coming back in pretty big ways right here in South Carolina. So let's talk some more about this South Carolina manufacturing certification. You've got to have this. Really, Mike, this is really good training for any type of manufacturing job. Is that correct?
Yes. It's designed around production jobs, but it is good for anything in manufacturing. The four areas that it has exams that you have to get certified in are safety, quality, manufacturing processes, and maintenance awareness. Now, the state, in addition to those, put a 40-hour hands-on portion to it. But all these are integral parts in every manufacturing facility, and having this knowledge will help you get a couple steps ahead of those people that haven't been through such a program.
Now, is there any age? You know, I mean, is there an age where you're too old to do this, Mike?
I think the age is more in your own head and in your own body. When I talk about,
I feel like I'm 100.
But I know you could physically do the job, and I've seen you get around.
Yeah, exactly.
But physical requirements, I normally put them to people this way. You need to be able to stand on concrete for 8 hours, and you need to lift on a regular basis 30 to 40 pounds. Okay, we're not looking for people that can throw 100-pound sacks around, and we're not looking for people that can run marathons. We're looking for people that can hold their own in a manufacturing environment and do steady, competent work and put their mind and their effort into it all day long. And that's what manufacturers need. Sometimes they complain about some of the young people that really don't have the maturity or the dependability. You got to be able to show up for work every day. If you can't show up, it doesn't matter how smart you are, because if you're not there, it doesn't help them.
That's right. And that's what manufacturers need, and that's what people coming in manufacturing businesses that are even coming, looking at coming into the state or looking at coming into the Greenwood area, they're looking at the workforce along with a lot of other things. But that workforce, I think it's terrific that the state has come on with this program. What why did they decide to offer this program? I mean, how many slots here?
We have 96 slots for our seven counties.
Okay.
The statewide, it's 1,200 slots.
Wow.
This program's been run for years, primarily in the upstate. We ran it once about 5 years ago, but it was very expensive when you were asking people to pay out of their own pocket for it. The state is actually paying a little bit over $2,100 per person to go through it.
Where did they find the money for this, Mike?
Well, they found it from your and my pocketbooks. This is part of the budget that was decided last year. I think I read the paper today. They found another $400 million for next year.
Yeah, and they already say, $440 or whatever, but it's already spent before people want it, before it's even divvied out.
Well,
yes.
Wants one thing, but right. It takes a lot more to actually get through the legislature and get it appropriated. This was appropriated for this year. All this training has to be completed by June 30th.
Of 2014.
2014, the fiscal year. And so when you look at what I'm going to need to do, I'm going to probably need to run 5 or 6 classes, each one with 200 hours.
You're going to be busy. That's why it's cutting down on our time going out to eat at night.
I'm not the instructor. My job, I do the work up front and some of it at the end, and I've done the work to get 2 instructors fully certified. I'm also out recruiting. I've done information sessions, 6 a week for 5 weeks, so I've done 30 of those. I have some more coming up, but the word is just really starting to get out. The state is supposed to get some advertising out. I am told they're going to have some things starting the first week in December, but I've got to go ahead and get these classes started. So I'm looking at the first class of 20 people to start on December the 9th and run from 8 o'clock in the morning to 12, Monday through Friday for 2 weeks. And then on the 20th, the college closes and we'll close the program down. But before we do, they will take their first national certification exam on that subject, which is safety. We'll give them 2 weeks off. They'll come back on the 6th of January, and we'll do the same schedule, 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, for 8 more weeks till we finish with them. But during that time, I'll be starting a second and third class. Last time I can probably start a class and finish will be in April. So I will have to have all those classes going, probably 3 and maybe 4 at a time, going on.
Wow.
Just to get those 1,200 hours in before the end of the fiscal year.
Wow.
It's just taken a long time to get everything in place for the colleges to be able to offer this program.
Because they actually appropriated this in the budget that ended June 30th of last year, and it's just really coming on board now, right?
Right. We were told that we could start classes and get paid for them after November 1, but it was yesterday that my boss went down to Columbia and actually got some of the final rules for it. So, and we still have a number of things that we haven't gotten settled. Some of the hands-on activities, they keep sending me the equipment, but haven't told me exactly what they want me to do with it yet. But we'll figure that one out too. And that's at the end of the program. But I have to go ahead and start recruiting and start running these classes. And again, I'm looking for sometimes what I call willing victims, people that are committed to go to these 200 hours of training. The state mandates that out of the 50 days that you have to be there, you can't miss over 3 and get certified.
Wow, that's pretty strict.
No, it's not.
It's not? Okay.
That's only 6%. And most companies I work with, 6% absenteeism will cost you your job.
Wow, okay.
I've worked with major manufacturers. If you're looking for promotion, they used a point system. And if you had perfect attendance for 3 years, you got 3 points. If you were between 0.5% and 0%, you got 2 points. If you were between 1.5%, you got 1 point. If you had over 1% absenteeism, you got no points for that and probably would not be considered for that promotion.
Wow. Yeah, it's changed.
Yeah, if you're not there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not, manufacturing is not for people that want to come and go every time they get paid, lay out a day. It doesn't work that way.
Absolutely. Well, these are the things that we are talking about here today. This is a great program. The cost of the program, $2,119. The state is paying that. The only thing that students are required to pay is a $20 fee for drug screening and a background check. Now, you were just talking about some equipment and stuff. So is the state providing equipment and on top of this cost right here?
The equipment is part of the cost built into it. And the equipment is being provided to each of the 16 colleges, so we all will have the same equipment and people will be trained with the same labs and things like that as they're developed. The cost of $20 is something the state put in. The actual cost for the background check and drug test, I'm told, is $73. Mm-hmm. But if you charge somebody $20, they have skin in the game.
Sure.
And otherwise, someone on drugs might see if they could squeak through and get positive, but if you ask them for $20, they probably won't even enter. Okay?
Won't even go there, right?
So we call that self-elimination.
Self-elimination. I like it. Well, this is some great conversation we're having. This is a great opportunity if you've been trying to figure out what to do. If you're a veteran, if you are, underemployed, part-time employed.
Unemployed.
All of these qualify to get you in there. And all you got to do really is apply yourself and have some of these background things we were talking about, like live in South Carolina, be a U.S. citizen or legal resident, and be at least 18 years of age.
Yeah, one new category that they just approved yesterday was temp to perm. If you're stuck in a plant as a permanent temp, this program is designed to actually help you move over to the company as a full-time employee because you will have a lot more training and be a lot more valuable to them. Now, what we do is ask people to come to information sessions and learn more. You're pretty much doing that listening to Ann and I on the air today, but I will be doing information sessions at 3:30 and 5:30 in three different locations the first 2 weeks in December. On Mondays, I'm at our new Center for Advanced Manufacturing in Lawrence, right off Highway 221 and 385, across from the Walmart Distribution Center there. So I'll be there on Mondays, 3:30 and 5:30. On Tuesday, I'll be at Continuing Education at 313 North Emerald Road, just down from the college toward Bilo. And I'll be there at 3:30 and 5:30 on Tuesdays, those first 2 weeks in December. And on Wednesdays, you can find me in Newberry at our new center, which was the old Walmart. We're just glad to have that new center. But I'll be there on Wednesdays at 3:30 and 5:30 for information sessions. They're about a half hour, and I'll be handing out literature and collecting names. But after you come to one of those, what I need you to do is get those work key scores done. Get those level four on the three portions of that. Bring with you to me a high school diploma or GED, a copy of your work key scores, proof of legal resident of South Carolina, and until they tell me what that actually is, I figure that's a driver's license or last year's tax return, and the $20 for the drug testing. Okay?
That's terrific.
And you got to have those together before you ask me for an appointment. And when you come for the appointment, I will actually move you forward in the process. And after that, get your background check and drug check done for you. And only after that can I offer you a scholarship and a slot in one of the classes.
Well, this is simply terrific, and glad to see the state is taking such an interest in educating our workforce and making them work ready. And hopefully that will mean more tax dollars going there to down there to Columbia, and also more companies looking at South Carolina with no reason not to come to South Carolina. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. We are here with Mike Reed from Piedmont Tech. We are going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276. Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. I'm Ann Eller here with Mike Reed. Do want to give you his number if you've been listening to this and you say, hey, I got to find out more. Call him, 941-8481. Or, of course, you can call Continuing Ed, 941-8400. Now, Mike, is there anything on your website out there at Piedmont Tech yet about this?
I don't think they have much on the website. There may be a small blurb. We will be putting some more classes on the website for the spring. I'll go ahead and put some dates out, but those are contingent upon us having full classes because my cost is primarily the 200 hours of instruction, so I need to start with full classes to make them efficient. Those people that come out and start the process this year, I can pretty much assure they will be offered a slot if they qualify.
If they'll be offered a slot in the program. Now, what is the likelihood? I mean, we can't guarantee things. I understand that. But what's the likelihood of somebody getting a job once they have completed this training and this certification?
There's a great chance that they'll get a job as long as they don't shoot their own self in the foot. I'm going to help them in other ways than just the class. I will set up opportunities for them to take advantage of other partners I have with free training in resume preparation to make sure they have a good-looking resume. There's training available in our communities free from grants in behavioral descriptive interviewing, which is the newest style that most of the major companies do. And it's instead of just tell me this, it's like, give me an example of when you notice somebody doing unsafe behavior and what you did about it. Okay, so you're supposed to tell them about actually what you did in those circumstances. And you're supposed to use something called the STAR method. Again, if you've never been exposed to that,
right,
it's hard to do a good job on it. In addition to that, according to what companies they let me know they're interested in, I will try to open up the doors. I've already reached out to Colgate-Palmolive and said, okay, I want to talk to you when you're able, and I will see if they will guarantee interviews to those graduates, because I've had a lot of people say that's the door they wanted open. I've talked to ZF already. They're interested in the people. Komatsu, Lewis Rich. As I meet employers, I mention it, and I can tell you I haven't been turned down.
So the employers are excited about the fact that the state is offering this program, and you will have potentially 96 people that will be up for employment at the end of all this.
They will be. And again, traditionally, when this program's been run, students come out of it making between $12 and $18 an hour. We try to look at, and I'm actually going to be measured by how much improvement people have in their wages. I have to report what hourly wage they are earning 90 days after going through the program. Between that and percentage completion will be the metrics that I'll be looked for as success by the state.
Wow. And of course, then that will influence what they do another year if they want to do this training, correct?
I think that'll have a lot of influence on whether the state puts other resources into this. Goodwill has been actually paying for people to go through this program up in the Anderson area and have found it to be very worthwhile investment in their training dollars because their people have come out and gotten good jobs with it. It's not a rinky-dink credential. It's something that you're going to have to be committed to for these 200 hours. You will not pass the test just by sitting there in class. You're going to have to study. And it has meaning. And the other thing, it is a national certification that is recognized all over the U.S.
So if you get it here in South Carolina and you move to Arizona, it
yes,
would be recognized right there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a pretty big the fact that it's not just, like you said, rinky dink. This is for real, folks, and actually people would be darn foolish not to take advantage of this opportunity.
Yes, people who graduate or who finish the entire program will end up with about 7 or 8 credentials, And those are great to put down on the resume. It's my question to you is, how many credentials do you currently have on your resume?
Exactly. So this is over a $2,100 scholarship that the state is offering. Mike, you said you are going to be doing informational sessions. When are those informational sessions going to be again?
First 2 weeks in December. I'll do Monday at 3:30 and 5:30 at our Center for Advanced Manufacturing, there where 221 crosses 385, just across the interstate from the Walmart distribution. On Tuesday, I'm here in Greenwood at Continuing Education, which is 313 North Emerald Road, at 3:30 and 5:30, doing the information sessions. And on Wednesdays, I'll be in Newberry at our new center in the old Walmart, right on 76, at 3:30 and 5:30. And if you can't make those, I'll try to meet with you. My phone number in my office is 941-8481. Of course, I'm not there right now, but if you want to call and just leave your name and a number, I'll try to call you back.
Absolutely.
And Continuing Education is always available to give out information. Their number is 941-8400. And refer other people that you think can use it. A lot of times how people get there is their grandma heard about it, and they tell you, this is what you need to do.
That's right. And you don't want to cross grandma. That's right. Well, listen, you're going to end up with a lot out of this. Manufacturing is such a good, steady, stable economy once it gets rolling. And, of course, like you said, we've got Colgate coming in with about 300 jobs. And that's just really to start, isn't it?
Yes, that's, I think, what they're going to hire in the first year.
And then, of course, like you said, ZF is looking for 600-plus employees in this next year. So there are jobs out there, and all you have to do is get yourself situated so you can take advantage of these opportunities. And I will say this. I know that Piedmont Tech goes over and aboard to try over and above to help people find the jobs that they're looking for. You know, what is it? Our mission is your goals, right?
Yes.
That's right. So take advantage of what Piedmont Tech has to offer. You will be amazed, and get in on this program. What is it, the program again? South Carolina Manufacturing Certification, SCMC. That's what it stands for. It only took me 6 weeks to get it under the belt, but now I have it. Mike Reed, I sure am glad that you took this opportunity to come talk to us, and I sure hope a lot of people take advantage of this program that we're talking about here today.
Well, thank you, Ann, for the time, and I appreciate being able to share it with the community, and I look forward to meeting new people that this can help. And it's always very beneficial for me to feel like I had a hand in helping people get better jobs.
Absolutely. So give Mike a call, 941-8481. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Get in on this program. It is basically free. $20, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's all it's going to cost you.
A little skin in the game.
Wow, that's a real little skin in the game, folks. Thanks so much, Mike.
Have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.